Hello. We will be studying light versus darkness today from 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1, starting with verse 1. Follow along if you will. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifest, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifest unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and walk in darkness, we lie, and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. This concludes the reading from 1 John chapter 1. So let us go back and look into what we have read. The word of life has been around and has been preached truthfully. How do we handle it? Do we teach others? Do we carefully make sure that we are only bringing forth the word as it has been for years and years? Are we willing to bear witness to the word that we give, that it is the truth, that it is God's word? Are we understanding of the power and the necessity of bringing forth that word? Are we using it for correction and direction in our own lives? Are we using it to make sure that we are on the right road? Are we using it to make sure that we bring others with us when we get to heaven? Are we willing to bear witness to the word of life? Not just to a few, but to all. Do we declare the word to all enough? Do we work to let everyone know about the word, what the word says about God, about Jesus? about the whole package that the word comes with. Do we look forward to the fellowship with God, Jesus, and fellow Christians, not only here on earth, but do we look forward to being with God, to being with Jesus, to being with fellow Christians when we get to heaven? Oh, do you know you're going to heaven? Do you know from God's word that you are going to heaven? Because that's what his word is there for. It is there to be a roadmap, to show you the narrow way. It is there to help you make the right turns to get back onto that narrow way when you make a wrong turn. It's also there, as verse 4 says, to give us joy. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Not just a little joy. Not just a pint-sized container of joy. Not even a couple gallons of joy. No, that it may be full. That it may be what drives us, gives us the power to get up and work and see that there is something to work for, that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and not just for us, that our neighbors can have that joy, that our neighbors can see the light at the end of the tunnel, that everyone that we are in contact with can know that they can have that joy, that their joy may be full. But are we holding back on the allowing ourselves to have that joy? Is there darkness? Is there a barricade? Is there a wall that's preventing us from being joyful? Is there something in that word that we're teaching that is not allowing others to have that full joy? God's word, when preached as it was brought forth, brings joy. God's word, when taught to others, brings joy. And remember, that's not just joy here on earth. It brings joy to the Father. It brings joy to Jesus Christ. And I'm sure it brings joy to the Holy Spirit. Let your joy be full. Is there darkness in our hearts? If so, why? If so, what are we going to do about it? How are we going to be in the light as God is in the light? What are we going to do to push the darkness out? what are we going to do to make sure our hearts have God's unadulterated word? What are we going to do to make sure that we are not walking in darkness? Verse 6 says, if we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. We do not want to be lying, and we are trying to do the truth. So, why would you want to walk in darkness? What is the benefit of walking in darkness? There is none. What is the benefit in lying? There is none. What is the benefit in not doing the truth? There is none. If we walk in darkness, we walk with the devil. If we walk in darkness, we walk with the devil. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, as the Father, as in the Jesus Christ are in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Remember, sin is darkness. Sin is a separation from God. Jesus' blood is there to cleanse us from that darkness. But also it says here, we have fellowship one with another. Fellowship is another form of joy. We need to be an example of Jesus. We need to be the light that they talk about in Matthew chapter 6, where it says you don't put a candle under a bushel. Can't see it then. No, you put it on top of a mountain so all can see. The light of God's word needs to go out to all, needs to be seen by all, needs to be taught by all, needs to be brought forth to the world by all. But it also needs to be in the true form. Otherwise, it's not God's word anymore. Verse 8 tells us that if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Now, the true deceiver is the devil. And the devil will say, God's word says this, and it will, but it doesn't mean what he says. That's partly how he got Eve, to join him in the lie. We need to be careful about being deceived. being deceived is something that's actually not that hard to do. We can deceive ourselves by thinking, wow, this looks good. This sounds good. This must be what a loving God would want. Well, if it's not what the loving God said, then it is deceit. We cannot make our own rules. The devil will tell you you can, but we have to use God's rules, God's word. We have come down to the point where in verse 9 we find that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I've heard it said that this verse means we need to confess our sins once and we are saved. I've also heard others tell me that this is a continual confession, not just for salvation, and that we need to confess continually. Seeing as how even when we are no longer a sinner, we do fall into sin. We make mistakes. We're human. Thus, it seems to me that this is a continual confession, that we need to confess our sins as they happen to God and ask His forgiveness so that we can be cleansed from all unrighteousness, from all darkness, so that we are living in the light as God is in the light, and we are having fellowship and joy. Verse 10, though, reminds us, if we say we have not sinned, we make God a liar, and His word is not in us. His word is very clear in Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Let me say that again. For all, every one of us, from the beginning to now and forevermore, have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We need to understand that. We need to understand what Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 say. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Our understanding is flawed. Our understanding is open to deception. God is pure. We need to make sure that we don't rely on our faltering strength, but on God's unfailing strength. Like to close with Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. What do you need Christ's strength for? Some of us need his strength because we have an addiction. Most of us have some form of an addiction. Whether we want to let people know that, that's another story. For another time. Most of us, though, are addicted to something. The Bible talks about those who are addicted to idols, who are addicted to money, who are addicted to knowledge, who are addicted to doing what they want to do. There are many addictions. Christ can strengthen you and can bring you out of those addictions. Christ can bring you to salvation. Christ can strengthen the vilest sinner and bring him to salvation. So if Christ can deal with all of those big, major problems and can strengthen those people, can bring them out of their problems, and can save their lives, what can he do to strengthen you? Many of us don't think about the idea of having addiction. We think we can do it. We're strong. We have it together. Do you? Do you have it together according to God's word? Are you sure that you are going to heaven? Are you sure that you are going to be with Christ and going to be with fellow Christians in heaven? Have you given your life to Christ? Christ says he can strengthen you. Christ says he can bring you to salvation. We have a choice to make. We can live in the light or we can live in the darkness. If we're living in the light, we're living with God. If we're living in darkness, we're living with the devil. Where do you want to spend eternity? Do you want to have that joy we talked about? Do you want to have the fellowship we talked about? Do you want to have Christ's strength in you? If so, you need to take action. You need to make sure that your life matches God's word. You need to make sure that you are doing what God says you need to be doing. You need to make sure that you're protecting yourself against the deceptions of the devil. You need to be in his word so that you're getting strength from his word. You need to be with fellow Christians when they meet on Sunday and midweek. You need to be doing whatever you can to make sure that you will be in heaven and that you will bring as many people as you can to heaven, because you're using God's word the way God intended to bring joy to others so that all of us can have fellowship because of the power of Christ to strengthen us, to bring us joy, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Christ died for us. He died so that we can be with him. If you are not right, make sure that you get right. This station has people you can call and talk to find out what you need to do. But one thing, you do need to do something. If we are not doing anything, we actually are just following the devil. We need to make sure our hearts are with Christ, that we have accepted his strength in our lives. We need to be in the light as Jesus is in the light. And we need to make sure that we give that love away, give that message away, give that joy away, so that we can all be in fellowship, so that we can all be together in heaven when we die. So we can all have Christ's strength within us. Thank you very much. We will talk with you next week.